Hello, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. We're discussing what happened in Dewan Rakyat today, day one of the five-day special parliamentary sitting. Howard Lee joins us now. He's the chief of DAP Socialist Youth Or and state assembly person for Pasir Pinji in Perak. Good evening, Howard. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, one of the concerns you've highlighted previously was that the emergency ordinances would not be annulled. And, you know, I'm just wondering whether, given the explanation in Parliament today, are you satisfied with Taqiyuddin Hassan's explanation that the government has, in fact, decided not to extend the emergency and decided 5 days ago to annul all six emergency ordinances?
Well, thank you for the invitation. I think I'll go straight to the point. I think the parliamentary sitting and the answers given by the law minister, no less, raise actually more questions, gravely worrying questions, rather than answers that is grave for the fundamental cornerstones of our democracy. Now, I mean, let's just assume that if the 21st indeed was the date that the emergency was revoked by cabinet or whomever Taqiyuddin says that it was, does that mean that all summons issued under emergency powers after the 21st is also void? Does that mean the emergency ordinance for prevention and control infectious disease? Why were the laws enforcement agencies in charge for giving out those 10,000 summonses not informed? Now, the law minister also today said in Parliament in his very brief reply that berkuat kuasa, in force from the 21st. Did he mean the decision comes into force on the 21st? Or you know, but the revocations, I mean, as far as I checked 10 minutes ago, there is no gazette yet. There is no sense or no evidence of a royal assent. And does he actually mean it's materially in force on the 21st, or it means that the decision is in force for it to be royally assented or for it to be gazetted on a later date? That's okay. Not clear. And
okay, so if I can interject at this point and say, so considering all these questions that are unanswered, how do lawmakers and the larger public get the answers? Will those answers come out in the next few days during the special session of Parliament?
I think one of the questions, fundamental question that needs to be pressed really hard. Now, assuming that the decision that was made or that was announced is correct, I mean, it begs the question, what other decisions as huge as this has been made? And why was it not announced earlier? Why was there no statement from the cabinet then? I mean, the scariest question that I have to ask, has budget 2022 has also been passed and also been decided unilaterally by the cabinet using 10A and 10B of Ordinance 1 on the 21st as well? So I think fundamentally what has to happen is over the next few days, determine whether or not how the decision was made and whether or not it's valid. Still no gazette right now. And the fact is, Parliament, members of Parliament needs to take back the supremacy of Parliament. Because what we're seeing right now, and this is grave, is the fact that Parliament has become subservient to the executive, subservient to the cabinet. And that cannot happen. That must not be allowed to happen.
Howard, in the interim, in the meantime of getting more clarity as to the procedure of how the emergency ordinances have been annulled, would that be a missed opportunity in Parliament? Because essentially by announcing that the emergency ordinances have been cancelled, there is no longer any need to vote on them. Is that a missed opportunity for Parliament, for this special sitting?
There's two parts to this question. Number one, if indeed the intention was to annul it in the first place by the government, by the cabinet, why did they not put it to vote in the first place? Because they would have got a unanimous decision. So, but let's put that aside. There is a great deal more that should be put to vote, like the recovery plan, the large, huge, tremendous astronomical numbers that is being approved for expenditure. Why is that not put to vote? Why is not being debated even further and put to vote by the lower house? And that is fundamentally a question that, you know, let's settle this first, and that's not even settled. There's many, many other things that needs to be answered. So I don't think the issue of missed opportunity arise, because this is Parliament. This is about asking questions and having it answered. And we got more questions than we got answered today.
Howard, how do you propose the federal opposition take back power? How does it reassert parliamentary supremacy, or at least a balance of power between the different arms of government?
I think short of removing the current government, short of removing the speaker, which has demonstrated vile perversions of democracy and literally flagrantly insulted the houses of parliament, I think fundamentally we need to reconsider the role of the executive, reconsider the role of the speaker, because what we're seeing is a vile abuse. Now, to be quite honest, I don't have a solution other than the removal of the speaker right now, because the speaker is the keystone as to unlocking all this power reversal, this perversion of the power dynamics between the executive and the legislature. And I think the speaker needs to be removed. I mean, put me in jail for saying this, but he needs to be removed, because he is the one who's perverting the entire system of democracy.
Can you remove him? I mean, what would the mechanics look like to remove Atharun from his position?
The House appointed the Speaker. The House can also remove the Speaker. I think it's Article 29 of the 11th Schedule of the Federal Constitution. He who appoints has the power to remove. Okay. The same way, the same thing applies to he who appoints the emergency has the power to remove the emergency. It's the Yang Diputuan Agong, because the emergency was proclaimed in the name of the Yang Diputuan Agong. So therefore, the Yang Diputuan Agong can revoke, and only he, His Royal Majesty, can revoke. And there is a constitutional provision which is annulment, and that goes to an exclusively the parliament, and not the executive, not the cabinet, not Muhyiddin, the prime minister, not the law minister. So I would say that the processes and the constitutional provisions is very, very clear. The House can remove. And of course, the next question is, will he be the one who will also block any calls for him to step down, any vote for him to step down? And I think that's for the members of parliament to work it out.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Howard Lee of DAP's Youth Wing. Let's take another quick break here and Consider This. But stay tuned. We have a lot more after this. Stay tuned.